Welcome to Justin Nyoni Audio. This is Justin and it's 2021. This is the first recording of the year. I've been on a long holiday, been on a long rest, and it's already starting to be a very interesting year. So welcome to 2021. Hope we'll have a productive year. Hope we'll have a very interesting year. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. And this has been a very, very interesting beginning to the year. Just yesterday, I think, or the day before yesterday, was the storming of the Capitol building in the US. It's a very, very, and something unprecedented that's happened. It was something else. And as usual, this thing was blown way out of proportion. And the reaction the next day was vicious because I think, can you imagine Twitter just banned the US president from its platform? Facebook banned Donald Trump from their platform. So it's really unprecedented. The censorship from the left has become like, it's really crazy right now. I think they've just not just gone after Trump, but they've gone after a lot of the conservative voices. Dan Bongino, a lot of the guys from the Republican Party who are really, really speaking up against all the leftist agenda. So it's a really very interesting time. And the reason why I like to talk about this is because, I mean, what happens in the United States affects all of us around the world, especially because we are users of the platform. And so many questions have been raised in this. I've been talking about it for a while, especially with my friends, about censorship. And it's amazing how this issue has really, really become really concerning, because if a private company can block the president of the United States, and the fact that these guys, when you look at, and for me, I think the key thing was the coordination of Facebook, Twitter, Apple, and Amazon, and the whole tech ecosystem, the way they're working together to express their political views is really, really concerning, and it's amazing. And there's an alternative to Twitter called Parler, and I have a Parler account myself. And a lot of the people that felt marginalized on Twitter suspended when, you know, because what Twitter and Facebook were doing was decreasing the reach. So if you're a conservative, if you're speaking like an opinion that they don't like, if you're part of the Republicans, basically, and you start to voice about, you know, opinions that they're not really comfortable with. So what they do is they're starting to decrease the reach of these guys. So Parler was created, and Parler was like an alternative. And yesterday, Apple decides to remove it from their app store. Google removed it from, actually went to the Google app store and Parler wasn't there. And they removed it. And Amazon actually was threatening to remove their servers. So basically, they want to shut this company up. And they were basically saying, if you don't act like us, if you don't kick those conservatives, Trump and them off your platform, we are going to put you out of business. And I don't know what you think, but this is, I think they've just gone way out of line. And anybody who's normal, I mean, anybody who's concerned about free speech, because the thing about Facebook and Twitter and Amazon and Apple and all these companies, that if you think about the amount of information that Google has on our lives, if you think about the amount of information that Facebook has, I mean, Facebook has over 1 billion users, right? That's 1 billion people from all over the world who have virtually their personal information. Every information about them is on the platform, and Facebook has all their data. And the fact that Facebook owns also Instagram and WhatsApp means they really have a lot of data on me. Like, I use WhatsApp, right? My family uses WhatsApp. Everybody I know uses WhatsApp. I communicate with my friends. Business, we use WhatsApp. Everyone's using WhatsApp now. Business, everyone uses WhatsApp. I've got WhatsApp Business that I use for my personal business. So all that is on is under the control of Facebook. And then there's my Facebook page, from my personal Facebook page and my business Facebook page. And then I've got an Instagram account, and businesses have started to rely on that. It's become a critical ecosystem, not just for personal communication, but for businesses. And their ability to cut that out, and that's what they've done, where they demonetize pages. If you say something that they don't like, or you represent an opinion that they found offensive and that they label hate speech. They demonetize the page. They limit what you can do. They limit the adverts that you can make. So it's, I mean, it's crazy because if you start to think about how powerful these governments are and how much more how powerful these companies are and how much more powerful they are than governments themselves. And if what Jack Dorsey, who is the CEO of Twitter, what he's really done is expressed how powerful Twitter is and Facebook is in terms of in removing the sitting president of the United States from their platform. And, you know, and this was a platform that Donald Trump was using to communicate to the nation. So in doing that, while he's still a sitting president, it's unprecedented. And it's a real power flex, you know. It's like them just showing how much they are in control of the situation and what they can do. And it's been such a, to me, it's been worrying as a when I look at myself as a leader of our, in our countries. I mean, if they can do that to the United States president, what are they going to do to some African leader who decides to say something that they don't want? They're going to shut the economy. And more than ever. And worse off, since we're going very digital, they have really the ability to shut countries down. And I mean, this has such far-reaching consequences. I can't, you can't even overstate it, you know. So that's one of the things that we're I'm severely concerned about. And I don't know what you think. So if you can get back to me, if you can send me a message, an email, a voice note, we can discuss this, what you think, whether you think it's something that's to be concerned about or not. It'll be very interesting to hear what you think. If you send me an email, justinnyoni19@gmail.com, or you can go to my LinkedIn account, Justin Nyoni, Facebook, Justin Nyoni, or Justin Nyoni Inc. Like my page and let's talk. And I would really like to hear what you guys think about it. And if you think it's relevant to you and where you're listening to me from, it would be also interesting because I'm looking at a lot of listeners. But, you know, it's always nice to know who I'm talking to and where you're coming from. And I think we can have a conversation about it. So that's the current affairs segment done. So we'll just talk about something else. I've got an interesting something because I've been reading an interesting book, and we'll talk about it in the next segment. Okay, so before the break, we were talking about censorship and what's happening in the United States right now with Twitter, Facebook removing Donald Trump from their platforms permanently. And worse off, I think, was even worse than that, was the removal of Parler, which is a competitor of the Apple App Store. Apple has kicked them out, Google has kicked them out, and the Amazon is removing the services from Parler, you know. So I mean, the concerning thing, I think, when it comes to where technology is going and the control of private companies, is the fact that it's one thing if Twitter acted like that. It's one thing if Twitter by itself acted in such a manner. But the concerning thing for me is the coordinated action of all the Silicon Valley companies. Because once they come together, I mean, you're talking about people who control, if you take the billion users for Facebook, if you take the fact that, okay, how many phones, right? How many, look at the ecosystem that Apple has in terms of their app stores, how many companies, right? Because an app store basically it's a host for a company. How many companies rely on Apple services? How many phones is this? How many people are holding Apple phones around the world? Unprecedented. So if you put Facebook, right, put Facebook users, WhatsApp users, Instagram users, put Apple there, the hardware, put Amazon, right? These are the largest companies in the world, and they control the whole, and they're controlling large sections of the economy, right? And as the world goes more digital, so their power has grown. And this has been seen, especially the pandemic has accelerated everything multiple times, like, you know. And the power for these companies to act in a coordinated way, especially when it comes to political issues, has to be something that the world governments, the European Union, has to do something about. Because I you know, before I was a bit skeptical about when people were talking about breaking up Google and breaking up Facebook and antitrust, because I'm not really an antitrust block business from being business kind of person. I always used to think the Europeans, when they were fining Google for anti-competitive practices, they were also fining Facebook, and there were investigations, the Department of Justice, I think, for the antitrust in America even were investigating monopolistic practices for these tech companies. And to tell you the truth, I wasn't really a big fan of it, because I, like many libertarians, you know, people who are, you know, just let business be business and let competition take care of it. But it's unlike what happened with Microsoft back when Microsoft was like a monopoly back in the day, when Bill Gates was dragged before when the antitrust suit, when they wanted to break up Microsoft. Back then, number one, the proportion of technology, how it controlled the world, was a bit less. Number two, Bill Gates never expressed political views. Microsoft itself never expressed political views the way these guys are expressing it. So it's a whole different ballgame. And the size of the companies, the power of the companies, it's a whole different ballgame. And I think now the governments have to act. And I think I was encouraged by the statement that the Mexican government released, the president of Mexico released a statement condemning the removal of President Trump from Twitter and Facebook. And I think that was, I think, the first leader I've heard who's actually publicly condemned it, which is very, very encouraging. I was really encouraged because it seems like all the leaders are very silent on the issue. And he's the first guy to really come out and say it publicly. And I was really impressed by what the Mexican president did, because I think we need voices of reason when world leaders begin to say, no, this is too much. Because no matter what your country, what you think, because and the message here is, look, you might think like it's not relevant to you. But the thing is, it's very relevant to you because, okay, for example, how many people use Amazon? A lot. I use Amazon. I buy stuff on Amazon. How many use PayPal? My business uses PayPal. How, you know, so, I mean, we are using their services more and more, and their ability to be able to communicate, to share information, to share private information, to block this. I mean, they're really controlling the world, and I think it should be concerning. Very concerning. So, I mean, you should be concerned about it as much as I should be concerned. And I think we should, any smart government leader right now in Africa should be concerned and should be voicing their opinion against censorship, because they're coming. They're coming to force the transgender issue into Africa. You'll start to see it in South Africa. It will come to our countries, Zimbabwe, Zambia, all these conservative countries where we are not really comfortable with just the gay story, but things are coming. The transgender stuff is coming. And you're going to be forced to do some of these things. And if you don't conform, as it's been, it's going to be worse because, I mean, the economy that we're living in is even more integrated than before. So, I mean, we're really, really getting into that direction. And I think any smart leader, I think we should be appealing to our politicians to say something. And if you're one of those people, and that's why I really don't like some of these South African media that just parrot everything that the United States says. They just say the same thing. Everything the liberal says, they're saying the same thing, and they're supporting that, even stuff that doesn't make sense. But anyway, we can't have the whole show being about very negative things. There's something that I actually wanted to review. There's a book I've been that's one of the most influential things, that's one of the most important things that's happened to me this year, 2021. I discovered Dr. Jordan Peterson. And before I end this show, I just have to, not even end it, we just have to talk about Jordan Peterson's book, The 12 Rules for Life. I discovered this man, and when I discovered this man, I think I discovered just one of, you know, when you find one of those guys who has a missing part of your, you know, I'm like a guy on a quest, you know, that's kind of like how I think. Almost like I'm building a mental model of the world. But the model that had missing pieces. And sometimes when I meet somebody who fits, who brings a huge piece that really, really fits in, it just takes me to another level in terms of, I get really, really happy. And this guy has made me really happy because the explanation that he's brought has brought peace to me, because he has come to fulfill and to answer questions that I had, that I've had for a long time, and he's given me a lot of peace. And his book is called 12 Rules for Life, an Antidote to Chaos. Dr. Jordan Peterson is a professor of psychology at the University of Toronto. He's a clinical psychologist, he's an author. He has a podcast. He's so popular on YouTube. He's got great videos. And the thing that he teaches in this book are so important. As a man, as a father, as a husband, he brings that conservative common sense with a deep intellectual background and basis and foundation, which the science really, to me, has been so touching, because what it's done is just deepened my knowledge concerning the psychology of success, concerning living an ethical, productive life. You can't overstate the impact Jordan Peterson has had on people and what he has when you start listening to him. You know, he brings common sense, but common sense in an intellectually satisfying way. That, you know, he's answering questions in such a fundamental way that after you listen to him, you won't have a doubt concerning certain things that, you know, it's almost like, you know, sometimes you know how people have been attacking positive thinking. I think I've been following this kind of motivational psychology just long enough to see kind of like the changes that happen over time, where people have begun to attack positive thinking and all these things. But Jordan Peterson has come, and even people have begun to attack faith. I mean, right now, Christianity is under severe attack. I mean, the US, everywhere else, we're under severe attack. And it's refreshing to get an A-class intellectual who comes and validates what you believe, and deepens what you believe, and gives direction to what you believe, and puts anchors, you know, to a ship that was drifting away. And that's how I can describe myself, you know, my beliefs in Christianity, and in fundamental things, you know, things like family, things like faith, things like wisdom, things about the Bible, things about how to live a productive, you know, how to live a productive life. And Jordan Peterson brings that through. So, I mean, I spent so much time, you know, selling this guy. I don't think I'll have time to do it today, but in the next episode, we're gonna just do a summary of some of the 12 rules, some of the rules that Jordan Peterson talks about. And I can just give you just one of them, which is a very interesting one. Love this one. I really, really love this one. It's about posture. It's about attitude. It's about how to stand up straight, you know. And the way he kind of describes it is just absolutely wonderful. So rule number one is stand up straight with your shoulders back. And in this rule, he speaks about crustaceans, lobsters, and the evolutionary biology of lobsters, and the chemical serotonin and optimin, right? And how this thing really, really applies to winners and losers, and the psychology of winning and losing, even to human beings. And how posture, your thoughts, your posture affects your life. And how, so he gets into a whole lot of these things that I'm not going to get into in this episode, but you're going to have to wait for the next episode, because I'm giving you an in-depth summary of the 12 rules for life. But for now, you can be satisfied with just going to his website and checking him out on Spotify. Also, he's got a podcast with his daughter. Very, very good. And a lot of his lectures at the University of Toronto. So it's, you know, if you're a nerd like me, you'd really love it. I've been enjoying the lectures on Freud and Jung, and it's got a lot of, there's some interesting stuff. We're going to talk about it next time, but it's about IQ research. Why are, you know, is there differences in racial intelligence in terms of IQ as it pertains to races, white, black, Indian, Very interesting, but very controversial also. And about inequality, we're going to also talk about inequality next time. Very important stuff. But we're finding answers, and Jordan Peterson's got a lot of answers. So something to look forward to for the next episode. Please stay tuned. This is the first on 2021. Please subscribe to my to the podcast. Tell a friend. It would love to hear from you. I would love to put out more episodes. And when people respond back to me, it's really encouraging. At least I know somebody's listening and somebody's responding. Please send me a voice note. Send me an email, justinyoni19@gmail.com. Send me a message on Facebook. Justin Yoni is my name, or Justin Yoni Inc. It's my page. And LinkedIn, Justin Yoni. Just hit me up, send me a message. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think. Love to hear where you're listening to me from. It would be such an encouragement to me, and we can have a conversation. So have a good day. Have a good week. Whenever you're listening to this podcast, be blessed. Cheers. Okay, this is the end of the show. It's been a pleasure having you around. Please send me a message on WhatsApp on +27 65 131 9426. So that's my number. Send me a WhatsApp message. Let me know where you're listening from. It's been a pleasure having you. Have a great day. Please hit me up on Facebook. Justin Nyoni is my name. Justin Nyoni Inc. is my company page. LinkedIn, Justin Nyoni. Send me an email, justinyoni@outlook.com. I'll get back to you. It's been really a pleasure listening, being with you. Send me a message if you can. Would love to hear from you. And so have a good day. Be informed, be blessed, have a great day. Cheers.